go. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil. I am true to my claim. Fat boy, plumber, Mario is a name. Right. Collecting coins, I'm all about my cash. And you know them chicks dig the bushy ass mustache. I grab my brown boots and bright red cap and my blue overalls.
Old school like that.
My hands are shaking with a fireball itch. I'm about to make Bowser my bitch.
And we're back on.
All right, we're back from break. You know, there's another great Xbox game. The Legacy of Kain games. You know, like Soul Reaver 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's the thing, because it came out with five games. All of them were part of the Legacy of Kain. So you have the Legacy of Kain and Kain 2, as well as Soul Reaver and Soul Reaver 2. Then they came out with the fifth one. I don't remember the name of it, but it ties all both the stories and characters together.
I never went that far with Soul Reaver.
No, they were actually really good games.
Devil May Cry. No, that's one I did.
Devil May Cry. You know, I liked the first one. I didn't care for the second one. The third one was okay. Haven't played the fourth one.
I had the fourth one. I just actually traded it in.
Yeah. No, I did like the first one. The first one was awesome. Second one, not so much.
And one of the best first-person shooters on PS2, of course, Black. That was one of the game. First really multi-function first-person shooters. You got the MP5. You can switch the first shot, or one burst, to three burst or fully automatic. I mean,
no, that was cool. The thing I didn't like about Black is its lack of multiplayer. Hmm. No multiplayer in it.
I didn't really care about the multiplayer because that campaign was just amazing.
No, the campaign was great, and it got hard in the end. But, again, it didn't have that good, solid foundation of multiplayer that you become accustomed to when it comes to multiplayer. One of my great favorite first-person shooters because of the multiplayer was 007 Nightfire.
Nightfire was good, but it still was just...
Well, what I liked about Nightfire...
The only thing I ever used on Nightfire was that heat-seeking missile we can control, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the Scorpion, I think it was. No, the Sentinel. No, what was cool about Nightfire, though, is that aside from its ridiculous cast that you can choose from, it had a great variety of weapons that you can set to every match being random or specific type. It had the vehicle weapons that you can remotely control, which was the original. It was one of the first games to have remote-controlled vehicle weapons way before you had Modern Warfare and all that stuff. Nightfire did that first. And they had some cool ones. Their tank and their helicopter were awesome. The other thing I did like about it, as far as multiplayer goes, because this was pre-online gaming, is that you can set up the bots. You can have computerized controlled enemies, either with you, against you, free-for-all, whatnot. You can have up to 4 to 6, I think. And you can also control their difficulty, their personality type, how they respond, what they do, who they are, everything. And I thought that was cool because you could set up some really challenging fucking matches with using these bots. And I liked it. I thought it was neat.
Yeah, but once you, I mean, the still thing is you go back to PS2.
I'm talking to Mike.
You mostly play into the, you mostly play for the campaign. That's the only good thing about, you know, back in the day, it's all about the campaign and make good campaigns. But nowadays, they kind of, you know, lack on the campaigns, and
well,
it's all about multiplayer.
I think few and far between as far as PS2 and all that comes. Eventually, their campaign games started really lacking.
No. But
they really, I mean, aside from the fact that they started really taking away from the multiplayer, a lot of the games really took away from that, but even their campaigns just started lacking. Only
examples.
So many.
I don't really see any. PS2 had a good genre of single player campaigns that were really good.
They had like some, not a whole
the
lot.
The first Call of Duty, right there.
Yeah.
No, that's what I said. Dude, you're sticking to the same first person shooter genre, though. I'm saying overall, they had a lot of the games really did kind of lack in substance. There were some that were great. God of War, awesome game. Second one was equally just as awesome. I still haven't played the third. I really want to. The God of War series was great.
Those are the very, very end of PlayStation
2. Yeah, there are very few PlayStation 2 games that I really were disappointed in the campaign.
I don't know. I can't honestly at the moment give you name titles because there were so many that I played. Very few that I kept. And a lot of them were kind of really disappointing to me.
You got Hitman. I mean, that was an awesome first shooter. You got
Hitman was okay. That was a third person shooter. It was
Red Dead Revolver. That was an awesome.
I didn't like Red Dead Revolver.
How do you not like Red Dead Revolver? That was an awesome game.
It was fun for a short.
You trigger your memories, but I can't. Have anything to input on that?
Because like, of PS2, I got memories. Like,
well, Red Dead Revolver was Xbox, and
no, it was PS2 as well.
It was Xbox. It was only.
Trust me, because I didn't have an Xbox. I had a PS2.
No, it was only Xbox.
I the internet.
I've never heard it on PS2. It was strictly PS2. It was strictly Xbox.
It was not strictly Xbox. Because
that was the only way I was ever able to play it was Xbox.
I bet you right now it wasn't strictly Xbox.
I'd bet it too if I had money. I'd
bet it into the internet right now.
If I had money right now, I would so on do it. It was straight PS2. Xbox.
Wait, then you guys got to blow each
other. I remember that game because the only game I really loved for Xbox was Future Frenzy.
Red Dead Revolver?
Yeah.
Red Dead Revolver.
And see, what I didn't like about the game, it was so linear. You didn't have that free roam. You didn't have nothing. It's just here's level, shoot these guys, level ends. Here's level, shoot these guys, level ends.
One or two?
One.
One. Because you're thinking Red Dead Redemption is number two, which is actually a prequel.
Okay, when it came up on the option before it started, let me choose it.
I never heard of a second, but two came up. I didn't care for Red Dead Revolver though.
PlayStation 2 and Xbox platforms, right there.
I have never seen it on PS2. I beat
that game in one day, and the very last level is you have to duel that one fat guy, and you have to shoot him three times to kill him.
Yeah, the governor.
Yeah,
there are three release dates: May 3rd, 2004.
I have never ever in my life seen it for PS2.
2005.
I only ever had it for Xbox, and that's the only way I ever had it.
And it came out in May 4th, 2004 for PlayStation 2 and Xbox.
I don't know.
Because, you know, Wikipedia is full of lies.
Yeah, say you Wikipedia'd it.
It's full of lies.
How's it full of lies? I played it.
Wikipedia is full of lies.
I don't know. Red Dead Revolver, I wasn't a huge fan of.
You ever look at our Wikipedia?
Now, you know it was a great game.
It says I'm rich.
Yeah, you know it was a great game.
He's the most handsomest, strongest man in the world.
I am.
There's a new entry for you. It's like, you're a flamboyant fucking
pussy. Yeah, he is.
Flamboyant.
Hey, at least Wikipedia got something right.
Because, like, dress nice.
You're a DJ promoter.
They're jealous because they dress
You
nice.
Know it was a great game on PS2 and Xbox was Ultimate Spider-Man.
Actually, that was a good
game. That was a great game. For taking place in the Ultimate series, which isn't quite canon as far as the normal storyline goes, because the Ultimate storyline had the Ultimate series as far as Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men, Ultimate Iron Man, all that, they have their own. It's like a different dimensional storyline.
I remember that game.
It was cool because you got to play Spider-Man and you play.
Was there more to that statement?
No, there wasn't because I just remember. I played a game.
But that reminds me of another Sega game. Remember Maximum Carnage?
Maximum Carnage was great. Separation Anxiety. I can't believe it was a sequel to that.
Well, since we're talking about PS2 and PlayStation, Twisted Metal. Yes.
Twisted Metal, the Twisted Metal series, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Twisted Metal 1 and 2. 2 was the shit.
Well, no. Twisted Metal Black was amazing as well. It was hard as fuck.
It was. As much as I like Twisted Metal Black, it had nothing to do with the storyline of the original three. Because if you remember, the third one was the whole soundtrack was White Zombie. The entire soundtrack of Twisted Metal 3 was White Zombie.
They kind of ended it at 3 and they jumped to a different story.
Were they trying
to bring it back for this console? For these consoles now?
I think I remember one more after Black, but that's about it.
It was,
I think they're working
on it. It was like an add-on type thing for a handheld console, I think.
Yeah, there wasn't much after Black.
No, the thing about Black is it's not so much that they jump to a different story, because they keep the same overall villain, if you will, the guy who promises him everything, which his name is Calypso.
Calypso.
But Calypso in 1, 2, and 3 is different than the Calypso in Black. Sweet Tooth, everybody, their whole stories are different.
It was a whole different concept.
Yeah, exactly. Because what they did is they took some of the certain characters like Sweet Tooth and Mr. Grimm and all that, and they re-envisioned them, as well as bringing in other characters from the old Twisted Metal series. The problem with this concept, though, is that Twisted Metal Black did keep some of the characters from the other Twisted Metal games and kept their original stories, though. Like in Twisted Metal 2, the dude who was, you know, the black dude that was confined to the giant wheels.
Yeah.
He was a secret unlockable character for Twisted Metal Black. And he had his story and everything that was the same as Twisted Metal 2. And my thing was, how can you keep that same story if you're trying to refocus and retool the entire story of Twisted Metal?
It still didn't make it a bad game, though.
No, don't get me wrong. Twisted Metal Black was awesome. I think the whole point was
exciting that you got this character from the old school game. It satisfied that amount.
Could be. I mean, don't get me wrong. Twisted Metal Black was a fucking awesome game.
I'm not going to lie.
And equally, you know a game I did like that was pretty much like a ripoff of it? You couldn't beat Black without the codes?
You can't even that last boss. You had to take down the shields, and then you got to kill, and then you...
The helicopter like was steps. Easy.
No, not the helicopter. It's not even the helicopter. It's even the trucks with the... I mean, everything was... It was a hard game.
No, the truck was like the first boss. The very last boss was a helicopter, dude, and that was easy.
Black was like the first one to come out of PlayStation 2, huh?
Yeah.
It's one of the very first games.
I had no trouble beating that game.
No, well, the first game I played on PlayStation 2 was when the first PlayStation 2 came out. I actually played it. Was actually Dead or Alive was one of the first games came out on PlayStation 2.
Oh, the Dead or Alive series. Yeah, one of the best fighting game series ever.
I bought PlayStation 2 a week after it came out, and when the first game that I played was Dead or Alive.
The fighting game with the titties bouncing?
Yep. It was actually the Dead or Alive where you could actually, I mean, it was the first like fighting game we could actually tag team.
As much detail that came in those titties bouncing.
In fact, for PS2, I do have the Dead or Alive 2 Hardcore Edition. That game is awesome. I love it. But,
I had the volleyball.
Back to the Twisted Metal thing, though. One thing I did like about the Black series, though, is that as you play throughout the different stories, is how many of these characters, their stories intertwine. Unbeknownst to them, their stories intertwine. And I did like that.
Didn't that fall in the second one, too?
I'm just focused more on the on Black, really, as far as Twisted Metal Black. Because all these people were in the same insane asylum in different rooms, had no idea of each other. But all their stories kind of focused on each other, and they didn't know it. Such as the little kid who drove that fucking truck with the corpse of his father. He knew he had an older brother. Turns out his older brother was Sweet Tooth, who was being possessed by a demon. And then the priest, who is in it, also crazy. You know, he wasn't truly a priest, but he tries to be priestial, tried to exorcise the demon in Sweet Tooth or some weird thing. All of them had like an intermingled storyline, and yet none of them knew about it. And to me, that was a trip. And no, it was cool. That's one of the things that made it so cool.
You almost talk about like a complaint.
No, I'm not complaining about it. I think it was neat. The concept of it was
I didn't know
really
where you're
cool.
going with
at
this.
The beginning, you planned, and then at the end, you
said, yeah, yeah, exactly. I didn't know where you're going with this. You're all over the place.
I am. No, I thought what I'm saying is I thought the concept was cool. But
now it's all clarified.
Along the same exact concept of Twisted Metal, you know what game I thought was neat? Vigilante 8.
Vigilante.
Yeah. Oh,
Vigilante 8 was awesome, and
wasn't that mostly motorcycles?
No,
there's a lot of motorcycles on that game, though, wasn't there?
I think they had one or two.
You can attack people on there. And...
Not that I know of. Vigilante 8 was pretty much the exact same concept as Twisted Metal. It just had pretty much different storyline. If it had a storyline, I don't remember at this point. But had like
call Tim, dude. If we had a way to get Skype Tim. It'd be awesome.
The thing about Vigilante 8, what was neat about this is, whereas in Twisted Metal, everybody has specific things, weapons and whatnot, and abilities depending on the pickup. In Vigilante 8. Everybody had pretty much the same. You could pick up this gun and this gun and this gun, and you'd see it mounted on your truck, and you could build up a big-ass arsenal on your vehicle and launch them all.
Simultaneously, they all had
their special attack. And I don't know. I think the coolest thing for me about Vigilante 8 was just the use of the school bus. This iconic thing that transports kids to school. It's supposed to be all about safety, and here it is wreaking carnage. I thought that was cool. That's like what sticks out the most in my mind is just the school bus.
So the premise of it.
I couldn't tell you the story. I mean,
no, I'm saying the reason why you're attached to it is because the whole idea.
No, I mean the gameplay was essentially the same as Twisted Metal. The storyline, I can't remember. But it's just what sticks out in my mind the most was the school bus.
I think
that flaming fucking school bus.
I think PS2 started the whole... But honestly, I think the whole thing about PS2 was it started the whole genre of war games. I think PS2 was the baseline of
war games.
War
and
games.
How?
I can't even... Conflict Vietnam, Desert Storm. I mean, it started...
Wait, are you talking about first-person shooter war games?
Yes. It started
okay, yeah, no. Okay, that's where you had to make the distinction.
No, in war games in general, it started... PS2 came and started the whole war games in general.
Well, not quite. Because there are so many games before that had all the war game shit.
Are you one or two?
Two.
All right. Fucking If you're gonna fucking suck its dick, you know.
Well, you can't count. You can't count the original war game for 64, which is Toy Soldiers.
Oh no, fuck that. PlayStation 1, Army Men.
Army Men. There you go. There you go. Army Men. No, that was 64 as well.
Hello, Command and Conquer. Anybody?
Yes.
Okay, but you can't.
I thought of that when I first came, but like we were.
Yeah, it's an RTS, yeah, but it was a fucking war game. It was the ultimate strategy war game.
It was
game.
The most.
Command
and Conquer 2.
Wait. Not to mention, on PS1, the game that was actually titled War Games.
Thermonuclear Warfare?
No, it's it's based off the movie War Games with the whole Whopper supercomputer.
Warfare. Yeah.
No, the game is called War Games.
Yeah, but the game is called Thermonuclear
Warfare. The game was War Games.
The fucking computer says it.
No, it doesn't. You ain't even looking at it. Like, I trust your iPhone. It's obsolete.
What, because the fucking Horizon kicked in?
The only game
How old is that? We're fucking 6 weeks behind
the
here.
The only game I even liked like that and like any kind of concept was Kessen.
That silence actually lets you know to keep explaining what the hell
you don't
you're talking about.
You don't know what Kessen... You know like in Kessen?
No.
Kessen was basically, okay, Command and Conquer, you throw your army, you know, where you want to go, and, you know, you fight it. Basically, Kessen was a little... Was back in the day, samurai, older, and then you you command your, you know, your different stages.
It's not like civilization.
It's Kessen, but, you know, in a Japanese form.
In other words, it had nothing on Warcraft. The original Warcraft was the shit. That was an RTS right there.
Does it look like I'm a virgin and I still... am I a virgin and I still, you know... Don't even know what fucking pussy and beer is.
Yeah, you're going to say that to a drunk guy who is married and has kids, and yet I play Warcraft. What?
I was wondering where this insult thing was going.
Yeah, like, wait,
we've been talking about video games the whole time. As far as anyone else knows, we're all virgins.
I'm the only one here who's married and has kids. Please.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go for that far to Warcraft.
No, Warcraft is...
I don't have that much time on my hands.
The most I've ever known of Warcraft, besides what I hear, is the Leroy Jenkins video.
No,
I don't have that much time on my hands to command things and wait for something to happen.
Here's the thing.
I'll be part of a guild of people.
See, you're actually talking about two different Warcrafts. You're talking about the RTS Warcraft. He's talking about World of Warcraft. Two different things.
Wow.
What's the difference?
Yeah, wow.
Boring.
World of Warcraft, you control the one character, and it's your classic RPG.
Do we need to explain this at all?
No, he's asking what the difference is. That's your classic RPG.
Did you ask that? Did you open that Pandora box?
You did ask what's the difference.
I just say they all suck ass, so I don't know about you guys.
Leave him with his ignorance.
Yeah.
And just continue on, because I don't want to hear it.
No, I will say this for World of Warcraft. I have played it once. It is pretty addicting. Well, the one thing where I do give it, like, it's
like,
props.
How addicting do you want to rate this? Crack? Farmville?
Farmville. It's Farmville addicting.
Farmville. At least for me it was.
I broke that habit.
Yeah, that's what I said. At least for me it was. No, this is where I will give it its props, is that so far since its conception and release, it has been an ever-evolving game. Because you see in the commercials every so many years, World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, this and that.
They came out with two and they barely came out with another one.
No, that's the thing.
I actually thought there was a movie at first. I thought it was an animated movie coming out. No. There was nothing, no gameplay. No,
I thought at first it was too until I realized what it was. And this is where I do give it its props. Is that every time they come out with this new segment for it, what it is it's taking this world and it's expanding it even more. Here it is. There's more stuff to do.
A meter of listeners going down.
It's better. it's better than my real world. I want to live here.
Oh, that's The Sims.
Okay. I want to live this fantasy. See, here I'm strong. I don't know what the fuck, goblin or whatever that happened those things.
Well, in the Sims world, I have a house and
this coming from a guy who thinks he's a great sniper on fucking Halo.
I don't piss myself.
This coming from a kid who thinks he's a wonderful sniper on Halo.
You couldn't even touch me in snipers.
Oh please, no! It's the same concept though. Yes, it's a video game world. The difference is this one is.
Oh, you want to challenge me in real life?
Oh, dude, in real life, you're dead.
Oh, I guarantee
you're
not.
Dead.
I've been sniping since I was 5 years. I've been shooting a gun since I was 5.
You're dead. Trust me.
I guarantee not.
I guarantee yes.
How many guns do you have, Steve?
How
many guns do you have?
Huh?
How many guns do you have?
Three.
Three? Multiply that by 10, bitch.
Okay, where are they at? I've never seen Steven hold a gun.
I have children around. You think I'm going to keep it nearby?
Where do you keep them?
In a bunker.
What guns do you have? Name them.
No, actually, they're in a Dropbox.
AR-6, 44 Magnum, SKS.
I don't fucking know.
AR-5.
Is that a gun safe?
Yeah.
It's a gun rack your girlfriend. Fuck.
I was going to say in a U-Haul place.
I could care less. My guns aren't going anywhere.
Neither am I. No, as I was saying, the whole thing of the World of Warcraft,
shit,
where
I give
it
its props. I got a fucking Pelican that shoots like a fucking .22.
Yeah, where I give it its props, this is an ever-expanding world. With each thing that they come out with, it does literally change its in-game world.
My baby's
my
30.
Why are you trying to save this?
No, I'm not trying to save it. I'm trying to give it its props. Honestly, I am, as far as a multiplayer online game.
If you want to give Steve his props and make him feel good about himself, contact Steve.
Oh, shut
up. You can't.
Fine.
You're either
I'm going to drop it because, you know, obviously you guys don't care. Some other people may do.
You barely got that feeling?
The thing is, you're either console or you're PC. You don't.
No, I am a console player.
Players hate PC players.
No, really?
Yes, they do.
I didn't know. I didn't play.
There's a grudge between Xbox, PS3, and PC.
Yeah, believe it or not,
I get PS3 and Xbox.
No, PC players hate console players.
They do, and console players don't like PC players. No,
I don't want to spend.
No, my main point is I'm not trying to advocate for PC players.
Oh, but the graphics don't even PC graphics don't even compare. I mean, console graphics don't even compare to PC.
That's
graphics.
All you got, but you still have to constantly upgrade every time a new game comes out.
Well, but you got a lot of free shit on PC.
No, I'm not trying to advocate for PC.
And I can make a little command code to fucking do everything I want.
What I'm saying is
exactly.
No, well, I'm not trying to advocate for PC. The thing is, just hear me out. Is that for a complete massive MMO game confined in its own world to be able to come out with stuff that in game world is able to constantly change and evolve and expand? What other game has ever been able to do that?
It sounds like an HOMO game.
It's not a homo multiplayer game. No, honestly, what other game has been able to do that? To expand on itself. To create and change itself to keep it interesting. No other game has done
itself.
That. Yeah, right. Halo hasn't been able to do it. Nothing's been able to do it.
It's called buying a new game.
But if you have a game that is fun and it's great and people like, why create a new game when you can expand on it and keep it going?
Why do you think I've been on Call of Duty for like 5 years?
You get downloaded and you get patches and, you know, complain to the customer service. You still have its own problems.
Very minimal.
And then never leave your house.
Very minimal.
Never leave your house. You know,
no, very minimal. And nothing compared to the next.
What's that
game
where you can buy and sell real estate in a virtual world?
SimCity?
No, it's not SimCity. It's a weird game where, like, people actually, you know, it's your own character and shit. You walk around and do whatever. But there's also a real estate you can buy with real money. And people have actually sold property in this fake world. And made fucking $100,000.
You're not talking about Second Life.
Is it Second Life? No, that came out a long time.
No, this is a game that's going on right now, though.
No, but that came out a while ago. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because I heard it. I was listening to a different podcast.
It was even on the news. No, it was on the news.
Yeah,
I never heard of it.
A different podcast.
4 or 5 years ago.
Different than ours.
I never heard of it.
No, that came out like about 4 or 5 years ago.
That guy, Drew Carey, he plays that game.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He plays, but you can also buy drugs in that game. And you buy it off somebody and you take it and it makes your screen all fucked up. Like
you're
on drugs.
Can you actually be rated though by the federal government for it?
No.
It alters your own mind.
The thing is it surpasses the
screen and it alters your mind.
No, the thing is you're actually buying.
It's like scanners.
You're buying shit on the game, but you're actually paying your money out of it.
So in other words, it's one of those the scams that they have on games now to where it's a free game, but if you want the coolest shit, you have to pay real money. Such as Habbo and Wizard 101 and all that crap.
Economy in it where you can actually start.
No.
If you were poor in this world, somehow you're rich in that fucking world because you've been getting money off a business.
And that's pretty much the basis of a second life. You're paying money
in that world, you're still poor.
Yeah. That's the premise of Second Life. No, and
it might be Second Life.
No, and that's what I'm asking about because, you know, you know how they got these things where, free game. You can download and play free MMO games, which is great. But if you want the cool shit, you have to spend real money on it.
Nothing's free in this world.
Farmville?
Farmville, fucking Habbo, all the shit.
I don't even, the kids I didn't
use, no, my kid, no, my kids used to play fucking this Habbo thing. And pretty much all it is you're in an apartment, you can go into other people's apartments and interact and talk. And you got this free furniture that you can upgrade and this and that. But if you want the cool furniture, you have to pay real money. And so you have to buy Habbo cards. No, my kids used to spend fucking God knows how much money on the shit. And it baffles me because I look at it as like, why would you spend real money on a free fucking video game?
I wish anything was free.
No, the thing, it is free up until you want the cool hip shit.
Nothing's free.
You don't need the cool hip shit. Why spend real money on a free fucking game?
There are
game?
Things that are in this life are free.
Yeah, what's free?
Air. Air is free.
Air's not free.
Say what? Oh, shit, there goes a quarter.
I just got billed somewhere.
Yeah.
I put my thumbprint like Back to the Future to breathe every.
In the state
seconds.
Of California, if you want to put water in your car, it's
free. Not clean air, but it's free air.
Yeah.
If I want to go, I want clean free. I want clean air. I go underwater. I have to buy a scuba tank.
Oh, so we never did finish though. What is your top three video games of the PS2, Xbox.
So back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I already mentioned Black.
You said Black. That's one of the two, three.
Oh, fuck. I don't even
know. This is so far back now, like, to remember what we're talking
about.
We're
going to hop into it. Fuck it. Jump around.
The thing about PS2 is PS2
I mean,
we'll
actually probably edit this all and go back to the section.
Yeah.
All
right. The thing about PS2 is PS2 is hard because PS2 was basically the changed gaming completely. Like, after the 64, PS2 just, you know, kind of upset. Oh, wait. Speaking of, I don't mean to go back, but Sega 64.
We try and get ahead, and he goes back.
Super Mario 64 changed the whole concept of gaming. I mean, Super Mario 64 changed the. I mean, it just changed borderlines of that.
Yes and no. My main thing about that game, it was a fun game, and it really was. But at the same time, it took away from the core of what Mario really was. What I loved about the Mario games,
that's not
it. Kind of took away from it.
True,
it just changed the way platforms are thought of.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's not so much a
platform
thing.
The same way.
It
changes directions.
It didn't ruin Mario whatsoever. No, the only
really because what came after that? Luigi's Mansion, Super Mario Sunshine.
Okay, but
it's all about Paper Mario.
Are they,
fuck you,
dude. Paper Mario.
But are they
shit.
Mario?
I know
that.
That's why.
The thing
that
is,
came out of it too.
The thing is, we're not talking about those. No, and we're talking about Mario 64.
Hold on, and what eventually became of Mario Paper Mario. They eventually made a Paper Mario that was the exact same as the original Mario.
Okay, but they made a game that ruined Mario before that.
Which was?
Mario RPG.
That game was actually pretty cool.
No, it was
Mario and the
horrible.
Seven Stars? I
okay,
thought it was neat.
Once you said that, it was instant this fool would like it.
I know, in my mind.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
right?
I do. Instant, Mario
RPG
the Seven Stars?
Mario,
no, Mario takes a shit. I love that game.
Yeah, Mario and the Seven Stars I thought was pretty neat. All right. Yeah, so back to it, though. What was your top three?
It's the Black. Oh,
we are out of our own studio. If we haven't actually mentioned that yet.
Yeah.
Our studio.
God, PS2.
Studio, yeah.
See, that's not an easy.
It's PS2, GameCube, and Xbox.
Okay, I got. Remember the demo that came with PlayStation 2?
Hold on.
GameCube. I had to say nothing.
Okay.
We're not on. Really?
Yeah.
I can think of a great one.
I mean, Xbox,
YouTube,
I mean... It's
go on, no, go on.
Halo 1, I mean, that's my favorite. But,
top three overall.
A bird just shitted on your place.
Apparently. But PS2... God, there's... I mean, that's just what... That's, I mean, it just changed games. I mean, I can... I mean, you have to skip me for right now because...
Okay, Jason.
You're like me, the Nintendo conversation.
Exactly.
I know. Jason, to you then.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
All right, I'll give you that. I'll definitely give you that one. Yeah,
it's a fucking good game. I had that. I sold it. I still feel bad about it.
I have it on Kade for Xbox.
Yeah, but I still have the actual disc, and that's still worth a lot of money.
You have the disc?
I had the disc. I sold it for a lot of money.
But you said just said you had it.
All right. Well, I once owned
go
it
on.
One time. That's had. It's past tense.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Remember the demo when it came with it? Fucking Oddworld?
No, Oddworld.
Which Oddworld?
That came out
first
PS1.
One.
No, it was PS2. No, Oddworld was PS1.
PS1?
Oddworld PS1.
Yeah, you have Oddworld Abe's Odyssey and Oddworld Abe's Exodus. Yeah,
really? Okay.
Yes.
My mind's fucking... I thought the graphics were good.
No,
I thought it was actually
they
a PS1.
They came out the PS2 one, but...
No, it was Xbox.
Was it? Yeah, it was
that
Xbox.
One was Xbox.
I know that. I know that.
Yeah, Xbox. And that's right. Well, that is one of mine. But go on, Jason.
Except for PS2, yeah, basically shooters became about a big thing by then, and it was fucking Call of Duty.
Oh my god! You know what? I just thought of one. Silent Scope.
I was gonna say Silent Hill.
Silent Scope was a good one.
Silent Hill.
I did like Silent Hill.
Silent Hill. I love the series, and that started. That did originate with PS1 though, which was amazing. Silent Hill 2 was okay. But it got better with Silent Hill 3 because that is a direct sequel to the first one.
That one you're locked in the room?
No, that's number 4.
No, that's Silent Hill, Silent Room.
No, that's Silent Hill 4, The Room, which is great.
It's not called The Room.
Yes, it is.
What I noticed with Steve is like you always have to be specific. Have
it. Yes, it is. Silent Hill 4, The Room.
It's called something. It's not called The Room. It's called something else.
No, it is Silent Hill 4, The Room.
I agree with him.
I
want to
see it. I want to see it because I'm sure it's not called
The Room.
I'll be right back. Because I own this one.
Actually, we'll keep recording for this one just for it to be funny.
Yeah, no.
Well, at the same time, he's gone. We'll just do it right now. All right.
No, but I like.
Hold on. I'm going to do the voice right now.
Silent Hill, The Room.
Oh, because, you know, Jason has a fancy new iPhone.
This is how much it says. This is what it says.
What's it say? Sweet potato cafe bakery.
Google voice fucking sucks ass. Anyways. that's what it says.
Silent Hill is a good one. I like Conflict Vietnam. Good war game.
I didn't play that. My friend used to talk me up, but I never did.
Dude, that game was awesome. It's a co-op game. Pretty good. Desert Storm. We actually get to do something blonde. I mean, Saddam Hussein. That was good.
We are recording?
We've been recording. We're just talking shit.
We're recording then, yes?
We haven't stopped.
Okay, Eric, what does that say?
Silent Hill, The Room.
Oh, Silent Hill 4, The Room.
You must have a deluxe remake version.
Don't mess with me with Silent Hill, because I'm like uber fan of this game.
Is that the one where you're stuck in the room and you can look through the peephole and stuff?
And you can look at the window.
Hence the title, The Room.
Is that that one where you're in the apartment?
That's the one where you can only crawl through the little space hole to get out of it, and you get sucked in and...
Yeah. It later became a movie. It's called 1408. Stephen King eventually watched. He played this game and fucking made a short story.
And then fucked up putting Jim Carrey in it.
What?
It wasn't Jim Carrey.
That's a different movie. That's 22, wasn't it? Something like that.
You're thinking of number 23.
Oh, 23.
Huh? Yeah.
408.
408 had John Cusack.
John Cusack.
1408.
1408, yeah.
That was a dumb movie, though, anyways.
What? 1408's a good movie, like dude.
I didn't care for it either.
Really? Yeah,
thank you, Steve. Yeah. Me and Steve agreeing something tonight.
Finally, after all the whole night. We've been agreeing all night.
No, because you know what?
I'll give you guys one.
Yeah, no. I remember seeing the trailer for that, and I was all excited. Yes, and I'm thinking it's going to be great. I watched the movie, and I walked out just was like, seriously? That's it?
The only thing about it, I didn't care for the ending.
I didn't care for the whole movie.
But that's the only thing I didn't care for.
I care for.
I listen to the story, and the original story, he goes insane. Insane
I love the endings where he gets to, you know, stop watching the movie.
Yeah.
When the credits happen.
Speaking of insane time, you know, it was a good movie with Shutter Island.
Oh, no. That was an amazing movie.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie. I have it. I'll loan it to you tonight. Great movie.
I love that movie.
If you lend it to me today, tomorrow, next week, I won't listen. Watch it 2 weeks from now.
They get on Netflix.
I don't care. I haven't. I don't care. I've seen it. I own it. Whatever. Watch it when you watch it. It's a great movie. Anyways.
I'm never going to watch it.
Yeah. So, again, recap your top three. Back
to the game. Where am I? Top three? We're on him.
No, we're on you.
No, I'm on my three. Once I think of it.
He's still thinking of his third. You mentioned Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, yeah. We were on me. And then we were. Stormed out of the fucking room.
Because he tried to argue Silent Hill with me.
Don't do that. I got a good one, but that's I don't know if it's my three, but it's a good one. It's Soul Calibur.
Steve does not agree with that.
No.
This, like, weird breath that comes through the room, like.
Well,
I don't like your opinion.
There was a Soul Calibur before the PS2 one, but the Soul Calibur once I get to PS2, the Xbox, the GameCube console, each console had a different
unlock special character.
Yeah, right. You're talking about Soul Calibur 2. That was neat how, depending on the platform you had...
Did one have Spawn on it?
That was PS2.
Okay. And then one had Nintendo version, one had Zelda.
Yeah, Link. And the PS2 had...
No, PS2 had Spawn. Yeah. Xbox had, I want to say Akuma, but I don't think it was.
I can't even remember. What
I know had. Zelda was, of course, well, Nintendo.
Obviously Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, my favorite version was the GameCube version because I loved Zelda was an awesome character.
Yeah, Link, playing as Link.
Link was his. Why do you say Zelda?
Yeah, well, it's from the Zelda Jason game. Castle. It was Link.
That's
yeah,
how my drunk mind yeah, is they, working right now. I'm actually
okay.
We've been recording both for 3 hours.
Xbox, both Xbox and Nintendo had
in the morning.
Xbox and Nintendo had console exclusive characters.
Right.
PS2 did not. And that's why they went with Spawn. But see, that's really no different.
We got to think of somebody.
Yeah. But see, really, that's no different than Soul Calibur 4, where depending on...
You got Yoda and Darth Vader.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Between the PS2 and the Xbox 360, it wasn't just Yoda, Darth Vader. 360 had Yoda, yeah, but PS3 had Darth Vader and the Dark Apprentice that was in The Force Unleashed.
I'm glad you snapped at me to help you.
No, no, I was snapping for remember.
There's a Force Unleashed 2 as well.
Oh, are we snapping at you?
Which
I thought we were snapping at me.
Which I hear wasn't as great.
I think he's going to do some West Side Story, some stuff, you know.
You're going to fight some gangsters.
Da-na-na-na.
Na-na-na-na.
When you're a jet from your first cigarette. That's all I know, that song.
Too much. You know the song
that's
at all.
Too much.
Dude, West Side Story was a great fucking musical. Fuck you guys.
You know, it's pretty much out to more if my and wrist more. Was you go crooked. Pokemon. You go yeah. fucking World of Warcraft. West Side Story.
Even you defended Pokemon, so did him. So fuck you guys.
I defended.
I know of it.
Yeah, okay, Ramona. No, the reason why I did the whole dark side when you mentioned Soul Calibur is yeah, you're right. Before the PS2, Xbox, there was Soul Calibur game before that. The original game was Soul Edge. Yeah.
Thank
there,
you, Wikipedia.
There was no, that's the thing. There was Soul Edge. After that was the sequel, Soul Calibur. Since then, there has never been a true, definite sequel as it is a remake of the same game. Soul Calibur 2, 3, and 4, they've all been more or less continuation remakes of the same game.
Okay, well, fighting game hasn't been.
What are you actually even looking for in this complaint?
The Mortal Kombat games have at least had the sequels that continue the story.
What story?
That they all need to fight
each other
just to take over the next
world. Eventually PS2 got back where you fight Garou again in the same thing.
Ganon is a Zelda game. What are you talking about? Garou, Ganon.
What? You misspoke and misspoke.
Yeah, what?
You on it, and now you're fucked.
God damn you.
In Mortal Kombat, you have to fight each other to take the guy's souls. Otherwise, you take over the other earth.
Let's see. At least, like I said, Mortal
and it
Kombat,
kept that same concept
every game
every time. Why?
Has something to contribute story-wise.
No, I'd say the Tekken games have everything to distribute story-wise.
Let's see. I don't care for the
Mortal
Tekken
Kombat
games
don't have any story to it. There's no storyline to anything. You just,
I actually always thought
you just go through stages and fight.
No,
you know,
the end... The Tekken games do the same thing, but they have a storyline. So does Mortal Kombat. Every Mortal Kombat has its own storyline as well.
It's kind of slapped in.
I don't see any storyline in the movie.
It's there, but it seems more like it's kind of slapped
Mortal Kombat game,
no, they
you
all
pick
made
your character
sense.
And you fight.
You have a background.
Mortal Kombat, you pick character and you fight through stages. That's about
no,
it.
No, that's the thing. No,
and it tells you like an ending, how you if you beat the
yeah,
game.
Yeah,
once
you beat
how
the
you're
game,
like.
Then you find out, you know,
Tekken
something
does
about
the exact same thing.
No, Tekken has a story
So does Dead or Alive, all of them.
Tekken
there
has
is,
a story throughout
the animation.
No, yeah, the animation stories
no,
throughout the game.
They still had their, depending on who you finish the game with, has its own storyline. Every
no,
fighting
no,
game
through
does
the,
that.
Through the game,
but there is the main definitive story, which even Mortal Kombat did that. Because even the canon story, that's it. You have the game story, which, you know, depending on who you beat,
you don't get
story,
the story,
and then
the,
you get
so
what's
you
called
beat the
canon.
Game
no,
in Mortal Kombat.
That's it. You get what's called the canon story, and every game does have its own canon story that it follows.
I remember Mortal Kombat tells it what it's about in the beginning of the game before you press start.
Yeah, but they all follow
I
a
actually,
canon
what
story.
What he's talking about, actually, I had the conversation with you. Like, all you had was this tiny little. Like a little
yeah,
window of what
they,
was going on in the game.
They tell you what's going on in the game, and then
you're
you play the
about,
game.
You're talking about the Sonic thing.
And then,
yes,
you, and then
but
you
I,
play the game.
This is RC.
And then once you beat
said,
the game,
though.
It tells you a little bit more, and that's about it.
Well, that's funny, because
he talks about like this whole elaborate story that's in this whole world that was never there.
I think Steve made it
really
up.
Made it up.
I think Steve made
really?
It up.
Because I can give you great examples of all of it, considering that Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, which you guys are so keen on fucking talking about. Not only do each of the books follow suit with each other and tell you the story of
how... These
are
books that were made up later.
I'm talking about the actual game books. When you buy the game, that little book that comes with the game to tell you everything. And it tells you the fucking
story. These were the backgrounds on the people that people made up.
We're not talking about the books, Steve. We're talking about the actual game stories inside the actual game.
I'm talking about the little booklet that comes with the game.
How many people actually read the booklet to the game? We're talking about the actual game story mode.
I do.
Okay, and Tekken had that story mode inside the games while you play.
And so did the Mortal Kombat ones, especially towards the later. Mortal Kombat 3 did it. Mortal Kombat 4 did it. Mortal Kombat Dark Alliance did it. Mortal Kombat fucking all of them.
When you beat the when you beat the final boss, it'll tell you a little bit about the character, and that's about it, and then it's game over.
No, all these fucking fighting games do that shit.
No, they don't. They all did it. Yeah, but Dead or Alive had a storyline during the game. Tekken had a storyline during the game.
Mortal Kombat had a storyline during the game.
The only game that didn't have any kind of storyline at all is Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter was the only... Oh, God. You had to throw that in. God, I hate that game. That was retarded.
I don't know all that game. It was the first fighting game you can actually 3D.
That game was stupid.
One of those things stupid about that game.
It was 3D.
It was stupid. Was
the graphics fucking sucked in that game. I remember playing it, but I only played it for arcade. I never played it for actual console.
Tekken and Dead or Alive have the same fucking graphics.
The last Virtual Fighter is Virtual
Fighter. No, Virtual Fighter and fucking...
Yeah, I know.
And Dead or Alive? No.
Yeah, and they were horrible. No, okay.
Dead or Alive is awesome.
It's an awesome game, but they all had... No, there's also... You know, I'm saying the graphics were the same.
No, they didn't have the fucking titty physics as the other game did.
Dead or Alive graphics were amazing.
You know, you don't.
Yeah. Anyways, we never did finish off with though Jason and his top three.
Damn, it put me back on the spot.
Oh yeah,
for about 40 minutes again.
Yeah, you mentioned Marvel.
We started this conversation at that point. Yeah,
you mentioned Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, fuck, dude, what am I talking about now?
Your top three.
Well, we've been listening to you the whole time.
For
how much you hate everything.
Yeah, whatever.
And how we don't disagree with that, with both of us.
That's right.
My next one would probably be fucking Resident Evil 4. That was a good name. Great take on the fucking...
Okay, you know it's a surprise that Steve loves this one because it actually throws off the whole fucking storyline of Resident Evil.
No, it doesn't.
They go in the fucking...
You know what? If you... Didn't say anything. I figured something like that would come up though.
Yeah.
No. I would never have. I would not have said that.
I would have bet money that you would say something like that. If both of us,
you go through Resident Evil 1, 2, 3, and you go to 4. 4 is probably like the most outside story of Resident Evil. You can get through the whole fucking thing.
That's it. If you really follow it, though, but Steve's got something to say. So hold on. Resident Evil 4 makes sense
because it has a little story intro when it load times. If you actually play the game straight through, you get to read them all.
That's Resident Evil 5.
That's 4.
No, that's 5.
And you don't even have to do the load times. You unlock them right off the bat, and you can go in the library and read that.
Four.
I don't do shit like that.
4, you're in a little hick Farmville, and they throw sickles at you.
It takes place in Spain.
Spanish zombies.
Spanish. Their name is Zombies.
This. Well, are they? They're controlled by a single person.
Well, technically, bugs in their head. Think the definition of zombie is just being controlled by.
There's no control for the zombie.
Well, then why wouldn't someone's controlled, like, oh, they're like a human, they're like a zombie, well, this person.
Well, okay, there's no thought.
Yeah, you're thinking of the difference between the Living Dead zombie and the voodoo zombie, if you will.
Zombie's a zombie.
They're not. The ones in the Resident Evil 4 and 5 aren't technically zombies. They even actually go as far in the game to say that. Yeah, because I say, if you want to go that whole Living Dead thing, yeah, even Jesus was a zombie.
Jesus was a zombie.
He came back from the dead.
And you have a bunch of followers, so Christians are a zombie?
Yeah.
Where were the concept of zombie even came from, though?
Nah, I don't know.
What defines anything?
Like, who coined the phrase zombie? That'd be actually good to look for.
I don't know, but as far as movie franchise, George A. Romero is a godfather of zombie films.
So you think he coined it? Like he's the person who recognizes the word zombie?
I think he just made it.
But he's one of the guys who brought zombieism into the limelight movie-wise.
I can understand how language changes for person to person. Like, you know, zombie could easily be a person who just follows someone else.
I think a zombie is when you don't have, like, you know,
a thought of your own.
A thought of your own. There you go. Like, you just, like, Even if it's not like, you know, you're not gonna be controlled by someone. You have no thought of your own. You're just going out there.
Yeah, television seemed like create mindless zombies. All they do is sit around and watch TV.
Zombie radio
could have been the same thing.
Either way, zombie has each different types of zombie. It all comes together.
They all want blood and brains. See,
the main key thing that links all zombieism together is minimal function.
There you go. That's pretty good.
So I sit on my ass all day and watch TV.
Doing nothing else.
I'm a zombie?
You're zoned out. You're zoned out.
I don't crave the brains.
No, but you're zoned out. Yeah. You're zoned out. The only thing you know is to eat and shit and sit on your ass and watch TV. Then you're zoned out. You're minimal.
No one sees us laugh. It's still funny.
Yeah, we call that American.
They call that American new. Yeah. Like I'm listening to you, but like that just would stop me right there. I was like, "Fuck, this is funny." And I had to say something because no one can see me laughing.
So, anyways,
that's American.
So we have Marvel.
Zombie American.
So we have Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and we have Resident Evil 4.
That'd be an awesome fucking comic. Zombie American. Gung-ho American who's a zombie.
No, I say there is on a Netflix.
He fights for America.
There is on Netflix.
That's his one last American breath left.
It's a mockumentary called American Zombie.
Not the same.
I got a good one.
What?
Bust a Move.
Dude, that's like throwing up Parappa the Rapper. Honestly, come on.
Those fell in the same genre.
Who doesn't like Bust a Move? Actually, they have a Bust a Move PS2.
Who doesn't like Parappa the Rapper? At least that had some fucking cool little beats to it. Kick, punch, it's all in the rhyme. If you want to test me, I'll show you time.
The fact you know the rhyme. <That's>
dumb.
It's gay.
Calm down.
There's no one that I can agree that Bust a Move was an awesome game.
Bust a Move sucked.
Who wouldn't put a quarter in to play Bust a Move?
I wouldn't.
I'd give you a Coronado stuck in fucking play Bust a Move in front of
me.
Yeah,
no.
I can edit that better, so it's on top.
Put a quarter in.
Like Bubble Bobble, that's about it.
Bubble Bobble? Oh, I love that game.
That was a great game. Little dinosaurs that shoot bubbles at things to make them pop and turns them into food. We're still missing a third game from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, we keep going back and forth. All these directions.
You haven't even mentioned one game.
He's still on his third.
You haven't even mentioned
yours. I haven't mentioned my third either.
But as long as we're on Jason, I'll just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I think I'm on the part where I drink where I don't know my third game.
Well, you should know it. You've got Resident Evil 4 and you have Marvel vs. Capcom 2. What's your third one?
I like Star Wars The Clone Wars. It came out on PS2. That was a good game.
That was.
Is that your third?
No, but it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Actually, the funny story is I actually lost my memory card. My PS2 was the wire in the back or the AV cords was faulty. So if you moved it, the whole PS2 would just fuck up.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to beat that game. It took me a whole day to beat that game.
Is that the running?
Huh? Yeah, so the running I came back to and I played it because I couldn't save it.
I go back to what we were talking about earlier.
You know, dude, I used to have to do that with Siphon Filter, too.
Yeah, it was a bitch.
I actually prefer Siphon Filter 1.
I like number 2, honestly.
It's weird how he ran, though, with the hip movement.
Oh, you know what?
Remember how he walked and that his hips kind of swayed?
You know the hard game him? That came out on PS, the PlayStation, was Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bitch.
Every Rainbow Six since then has been a pain in the ass.
I've only played the first one. I never played the ones after that.
I have.
Oh, wait. How come no one mentioned for PS2 Metal Gear Solid 3?
Because you haven't mentioned it yet.
That's because Metal Gear Solid 3 is PS3.
No, PS2. Yes.
That's PS4. No. I mean,
PS4. PS3 was Metal Gear Solid 4.
No.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is
PS3. Metal Gear Solid 4 is
PS3. Oh, sorry.
Metal Gear Solid 3 was one where you could actually skate. They had a skateboard mode on it.
No. I don't remember a skateboard mode, but no, I played Metal Gear Solid 3 and I forgot. The reason why it threw me off.
There's a skateboard mode. There's a
there's another fucking guy.
There's one where Snake's skateboards.
I don't know about that, and I played Metal Gear
Are
Solid
Are you talking
3.
About a fucking
and the re-
Escape
no,
from L.A.?
Yeah.
where Snake surfs?
No. Yeah.
Snake skateboards on
this. No, this is what threw me off is when you said
it's either 2 or 3, Snake skateboards.
It's not 3. What threw me off is when you said Metal Gear Throw Solid 3, and why I thought it was PS3, is I forgot that they did come out with the third one, which was a prequel to the rest of them. And in that one, no, I played and beat that one. Metal Gear Solid 3 takes place before all of them.
But okay, even, okay. I'm talking about one where Sons of Liberty? They're building.
No, that's two.
They're
that's
building
two.
This big old machine where it has like a giant beak on it.
In Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
there's a skateboard mode on that one.
No, there's not.
Yes, there, I swear to God,
you
there
are
is.
Right. It no, does happen before it the
takes,
other ones.
It, no, it takes
flashbacks to memories.
No, it takes place before all of them, even before the Nintendo versions. It takes place before that. Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. It takes
Snake Eater. There you go.
Yeah,
Snake Eater.
Takes
Thank
place
you for
before
naming the fucking
no,
game.
No, it has a skateboard mode.
No,
on
it does
it.
Not.
What?
You know what? It ha- you know a mode.
There's a Metal Gear Solid with a skateboard mode on it.
Okay, well, Snake Eater. You know what mode it has on you that?
I wonder if there's a place where we can find
yeah.
this out.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm pretty
you,
sure it's
you,
with the iPhone.
You, no. You know. You know what?
Snake that's the only way you can do it. Not a Verizon.
Jason,
because you can't talk.
Jason, you know. You know what Snake Eater has on that? Their special thing. It's not a skateboarding thing. It's Ape Escape.
So am I looking for Ape Escape?
No. Look for what Metal Gear Solid has a skateboard mode on it.
No, because there's a game
but
called
Metal Gear Solid Skateboard.
Yeah, there's a game called Ape Escape. Well, what they did is
maybe
the guy,
it's a number two.
The guy who yeah, possibly.
You're already doubting yourself. Stay with your convictions.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Steve.
Shh.
Oh. It's only loud to us. Remember that?
No, it's not. Apparently, since she already told us to shut up.
In
Metal Gear Solid 3, they
who
do have their little side mission thing. Yeah, they have a side mission, little extra game thing, where you go around and you collect the apes from Ape Escape. They didn't have a skateboard mode in that game.
That comes up. All what? I had to do was Metal Gear Solid SK, and it came out Metal Gear's.
Wow.
Let
Metal
me look
Gear
for you there,
Solid,
Jason.
Yeah.
Click that. Click it. Metal Gear Solid Skateboarding. All I had to put was Metal Gear SK.
It was Metal Gear Solid 2.
That was Nintendo.
It was 2 or 3. No, it wasn't. It was PS2.
No, it was also Nintendo.
Nintendo.
No, did you say Solid or just Metal Gear?
Metal Gear Solid.
Okay, Metal Gear Solid's PS. PlayStation 2. Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 2 has skateboarding. There you go.
Yeah, not number 3. Number 3 was Ape Escape.
Can you explain why? I think it would launch it in Wikipedia. What the fuck you do?
You close it out. You've yet to name your third one, Jason. Come on now.
Did I?
Yeah.
What do I got so far?
Marvel vs.
Why
Capcom
are we on this? This one has a third one, too.
He hasn't even named his three. You have Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
I don't know why I keep coming back
have,
to me. Like,
I forget what your third one was. Dig Dug or something?
After
just
I say
name
something?
A third fucking game that you love to play, and we'll move on.
I used to play Tekken 5 a lot.
We ain't talking to you yet.
I know, but the fact is, every time I say something,
even Tekken
offhand
tag.
Reference something,
okay, name all three.
He takes over everything.
No, I don't. Just name all three, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so what I've said so far.
I remember Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and your second one. I don't remember. Resident Evil 4 was your second one.
Oh, okay.
The game that you eventually gave to Scuba.
Huh?
I don't know. Go on.
That's a weird reference that no one will get.
That's the point. Go on. What's your third?
There's a problem with that?
Go on. Come on.
The fact that it's mentions is weird.
No, we need to get this done because it's getting late. And
all right. I don't know if I'm hanging up the show.
What's
We're
your third game?
PlayStation still.
We're on PlayStation?
PS2, Xbox, and GameCube. Next week will be all about the next
I know a game that I was really addicted to when it came out.
Well, let's hear Jason's third game.
Jason likes Hello Kitty Adventure.
Oh, Jesus.
That is not my favorite, but yes.
Jason liked the game on PS2. It's called Playboy Mansion.
That was a great game.
I got my third game.
Okay, hold
you
on.
You just said Playboy Mansion. That's fucking pretty much it.
Was that your
don't
third
even say
game?
No, it's not my favorite game.
Then what's your third game?
Don't say Ghost Recon.
It's not Ghost Recon. I am like that.
Come on, you can think of it, Jason.
Yeah.
If I had to think about it, it's not my favorite game.
Jason's eyes are glossing right now, so he can't think.
He's getting drunk.
I'm dying.
By the minute. Come on, Jason.
I'm dying right now. Like, my eyes are glossing over. It's kind of glazed.
Jason likes Lips. That's his third favorite game.
There's a game called Lips?
Then Penis.
Yeah. He is
their Penis
favorite.
Lips? That's
it was a singing game called Lips. That's his favorite game on. You know, you don't like Guitar Hero? That was an awesome
What's
game for
third?
PS2.
I don't play Guitar Hero.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I play Rock Band. I play a surviving.
And not very
you
well.
You're gay.
What? You haven't played main guitar, huh? Actually, wait a minute. I play Rock Band. Yeah, you're right.
What's your third game?
Rock Band is dying.
Come on, what is your third game?
They're not making a Rock Band anymore.
Yeah, they are. What's your third game?
No, they're not. They're deading that series.
They just came out with a new one.
They're deading it, though.
They just came out with a new one.
They're deading that series.
They should, because Guitar Hero's a shit.
No, they're not deading the series.
Rock Band is making it.
No, they're not deading. They're not deading the series. The series is created by Harmonix. Harmonix is still carrying it. It's not that they're deading it.
Harmonix makes fucking Rock Band.
Yeah, they are also the ones who created Guitar Hero. Harmonix now is focused on Rock Band. They're not deading the series. What is happening is that whoever owns Harmonix now, I forget who, they are selling the Harmonix studio. So anybody else could pick up Harmonix, and therefore Harmonix can continue on.
Guitar Hero.
What is your third favorite game, Jason?
Let's see. Around that time, I started working my ass off, so I started playing less games. So it would still be a Resident Evil game. It would also be Code Veronica.
Okay. Code Veronica. So, Eric, what's
your... It's not a cop-out thing.
Or like, Code Veronica X.
Yeah, because Code Veronica was Dreamcast.
I played both of them, actually.
Code Veronica X.
Yeah, so did I. Not that much of a difference.
It's no difference.
I know.
Okay. My third
that
favorite...
That sounds so cop-out and gay, though.
And I really love this game when it came out. And still a pretty good game. Killzone.
It's a pretty game?
Penis Master, what?
Killzone.
Yeah, it's Killzone a pretty game.
Fun. That was a good game.
That was.
I liked Killzone when it came out. It was a it was a good multiplayer. It was a good single player.
Wait a minute, are we talking about PlayStation 2 times?
No, PlayStation 2 kills Killzone.
You had the PlayStation 2 modem?
What the hell are you talking about, Jason?
You're saying it's a multi-game.
No.
Multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason? Shut
you
up.
Know, you know. PS2
no, they
had
they had a fucking PS2 modem
had,
for that.
No, PS2 had online multiplayer. You just plug in the Ethernet cord into the PS2, and then you play.
Well, it depends.
Wait a
on
minute, the miniature version you could, but the small
no,
version.
No.
The original version had that big ass fucking.
The original big one, you had to buy the external hard drive.
But you still play it online.
I stole.
If
I
you
sold
bought
that for
the external hard drive,
I had
yes.
it.
Yeah, I have it too. I have three of them.
Sell them. You get $40 each for them.
Go on.
I did.
Liar.
Sealed though, I didn't. I bought it.
You can't even get $40 for an Xbox or anything.
All right, come on.
I sold my fucking.
You know how many?
PlayStation 2 network adapter for $40.
You know what you get for an Xbox right now, like $50 for an Xbox 360.
I keep it. You know why? Because remember how fucking Nintendo's you couldn't give
you know,
them away.
I'd bury it and put it in a time capsule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to.
You
dig
and
up the
I
one
both have
did.
The new Xbox. He still has the old pearly white. Wannabe Xbox.
Go with the times.
The one that has the red ring, whereas ours, we're safe from red ring.
No, actually, and after
no,
after,
I swapped parts. So
no,
I
after a certain
it.
Year, they had a red ring chip where it stopped it.
I'm well, no, sure. no, no. That's the thing.
I swapped
when
parts.
It came,
and
when it came to
it.
The new arcade black models that we have, they have that chip. We don't have red ring. He still has to worry about
no,
it.
The, no, don't. No, before the new models came out, they came out.
What
with
are you
the red
talking
ring
about?
Chip.
I don't have that worry.
Yes,
I think
you
it's.
Do.
I think it's.
What?
It was. Well, it was the end of the end of 2009. They came out with the red ring chip.
He has that worry.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
What
so
year do you have?
How can you tell me that?
What year do you have?
He couldn't tell you because he just bought one and said, fuck all, looked online on how to fix it.
What I'm year? Not you, okay?
Yes.
I don't have
what
a bunch
do
of
have?
Modern ones. Okay, one, I bought one that's within that year, like you're saying.
Not within that year. Well, hurry up and go pee. Quit mouthing the shit.
Well, my explanation doesn't need you anyways.
Yeah,
because I have to fucking correct this.
Eric's
got to
go pee,
right
and
here.
Then he needs to hurry up and tell us
okay.
his top three. That way you can move on and call tonight.
Okay, one, I did buy one.
Keep it down.
Within that year. And I bought it. I got another one for free, which was actually a newer version.
Yeah, I remember when you did that because you told me all about it and how you cannibalized parts, this and that. As if you knew what you were doing. My question is, how come you haven't been on live for 5 days? I've been missing.
Am I red ring? Does that, red
no,
ring?
My,
is that not the
my, no, my point is, I've been up at night playing some fucking Halo, and I've been looking for Davenport, and Davenport hasn't been on. What the fuck?
Okay, one, you put my Xbox name on blast. Thank you.
I don't
you.
Care. It's an Xbox name. Where the hell have I just said Davenport. I didn't say anything else other than that. So where have you been, Davy?
So you assume I have a...
Come on, Davy.
I have a red ring of death?
No, I'm just wondering where you've been the past 5 days.
You actually... Now you're changing things, though.
I'm not assuming nothing. I'm just curious where you've been. How come you haven't been on playing some Halo with me, Davy?
Fuck both. Do you have a Kinect?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't have a Kinect.
Okay, so name your top three.
I do.
Eric, name your top three.
I already did.
No,
he
you
didn't.
Were on third, and then we went. We he focused on. He kept focusing aside, on no, me. Aside from you got off the hook.
No, the only thing he said was black. Other than that, he hasn't said nothing.
No, I said all three of
he
them.
He said two, and said.
And all right. I said my third one at the end.
Name yeah,
them,
he did.
Name
actually,
them all
right.
again.
I can't remember. I said, I know. I said black. I said Killzone, and then I said
Killzone was the third.
No, Killzone was the second. He had
Killzone
never
was the third.
Killzone was the third. No, black was the second.
Yeah. Where's your second?
I don't even remember fucking second because fucking no, it's so long.
Killzone was the second.
No, Killzone was his third.
It was
the
second.
We go back into the tape. I guarantee. I
we
say
can't
the first
go back
two.
Into the tape right now because we're still recording. It was his second. He never made
it. It was
third.
His third.
All right, throw one more.
It
out
was
just
my
for
third
the fuck
because
it.
The whole time you were saying
no,
your
no,
third.
No,
your third.
Okay. Just for the
that
fuck.
Was me, fucker.
Yeah, that was him, not you.
No, we
but still, like, I fine. Already knew I'm psst. Getting blasted on, and he
fine.
Still needed his third.
Just
team.
For the fuck of it, Eric, name one more.
I won't help you there.
I don't know what fucking second one. I can't even say it because I already had it on there.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
He did say three, though. I will still
he said
help
two.
Him on that.
No, I said two, and then I said, and then I kept on saying
Killzone
I have my
was
third
his
one.
Third. He said two, and Killzone was his third.
No, Killzone was his second. Other than that, he kept throwing out other great games, but not part of his top three.
No, I did top. I threw
his
my first
top
two.
Two. The he first, said his top two.
When we started the subject,
and his top
I threw
three
my,
was
I
finally
my top two, and then I threw my top three, and then I can't remember my second one.
Because I got in the loop, and then we focus on
obviously
him,
people we've been drinking, and no, you did not.
Watch me go back in the tape. I did
oh,
throw two.
The
oh,
only
yeah.
the only person to go back in the tape is him when he's working at his fucking job late at night. I won't name the job.
I wish I could hire somebody to do this for us.
I would do it if you want to pay me.
I'm not do it.
God, no.
I have you.
Then the whole show's done.
It'd be the same. No editing whatsoever.
Okay.
It's like, fuck it. Throw it in. Give me my
fine.
Money.
Moving on. You know what I thought was a great game? I really enjoyed playing.
No.
And it had some great side stuff you didn't have to do, but it made for a challenge, and it was fun.
And you would have sucked it. You would have sought it out, right?
Yes, I would have. And I did. It was on the, at least PS2. I don't know if it was on any other system. It was Castlevania Lament of Sorrow. It was a game. It was
the science means.
No, Lament of Sorrow. And it was a Castlevania game that finally showed how the Belmont clan decided to became the way they were to where they fought the elements of darkness and fought Dracula and everything. It was the prequel to all Castlevania games. And not only was it great, had a great storyline, but it had a great challenge to it as well. I really enjoyed that game. Me personally.
You and you alone.
Yeah. Another great one was for the GameCube. They did, of course, release for the Wii as well, but for the GameCube, because that's the version I had it, which was The Legend of Zelda. It was pretty much the newest Zelda game to come out. It was both for the Wii and for the GameCube. Four Swords.
No. I have it. That was the fucking A.
It's not Princess.
Well, you're
Shadow.
Good.
No.
Yeah, you know,
I needed to mod my Wii. It was fucking A. God.
Yeah, but you had the two different worlds that you had to defend, and one
at
one
the same
point,
time as we listened to it. Some
yeah,
guys
at one point
to
you're
it
break,
saying,
yeah,
"Fuck
yeah,
it, this."
I know. At one point you're regular Link, another point you're a wolf Link. You have that fucking
oh, that was
shadowy,
the first fucking
the
game.
Shadowy bitch you no, have with you. Was,
I bought that. Fuck. Now you're fucking getting me.
Yeah, you see,
I have that.
See,
game.
I'm not the only one.
No, I bought it just to sell it. That's
no,
why.
You know, I have it in the other room, and I don't even want to go look it up.
Twilight Princess.
There
yes.
you go. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. My number two.
You already
right
knew. Don't lie.
Yeah, I liked it on the Wii.
No, my number two right there. No, I prefer on the GameCube than the Wii for the simple fact that
we
on
actually
the,
jump consoles generations.
Yeah.
Then
I like going that.
No, because you know this one came out for both platforms. The reason why
yeah,
is,
I like going.
The reason why it's better for the GameCube than the Wii is that when you went to crossbow mode or anything that was first person mode. On the GameCube, you could still look around you. On the Wii, you could not. Other than that,
you jump.
You went, but you every jump. Time you went crossbow mode, you didn't have to look around. You just, there's no point.
No, if it. You ever came to a moment to where you're shooting a guy in front of you, but you have somebody behind you, instead of where
yeah, you just have to release though to look around you.
You couldn't do that on the Wii. You can only, if you went into that first person mode, you can only look so far around. On the Wii version,
I never had any trouble on that game.
No, on the Wii version, you did not have camera control, whereas on the GameCube version, you did. Aside from those two, God, what would be my third one?
GameCube version is the lazy version.
What are you actually saying for your top three right now? Because you actually jumped to Wii.
No, I was depicting the two different versions. 64 Wii, no, GameCube Wii. I said Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
It's funny, the PS2 is like the, like, I can't remember what I actually, a lot of the games I played on PS2.
You totally fucked up my mind.
No, I remember a lot of games I played, but I just...
I forgot what I said before that.
What's your favorite game, yeah?
No, you just missed me because I forgot what I said before Twilight Princess. So let me reorganize that. I will end up re-saying Final Fantasy XII, which was great on PS2.
That was a good game.
That was a damn good game. Especially if you did all the side missions and everything. That was a great game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
And it was the first Final Fantasy game to
work. Good graphics. That was the awesome graphics when it first came out.
No, it wasn't even that. Even the story-wise, instead of it being one of those basic story, and then all of a sudden, oh, the world's in peril, it was more of a political thing.
I like how they opened it, though. You know, he's you know, playing a little...
No, that's awesome. But what's cool is instead of it being this old great world peril, the whole world's going to, universe's going to die, it was more of a political thing. I like that. Aside from that, with, of course, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, great game. I think for my third one, God of War. God of War was fucking awesome. I'm going to go with the God of War series right there for my third.
Good game.
Good game indeed.
I've never played God of War. Mostly because around that time, I just didn't have time for shit.
Do you have a PlayStation?
At the time when it came out, I had a PlayStation.
Do you have a PS2?
Not anymore.
Not going to lie.
Okay, you know,
I don't know why I'm running a blank on PS2 now.
I have three of them, and I have both God of War games. I will loan you all this stuff so you can play it. Dude, they're phenomenal.
All right, we just complain how you haven't seen me in a week.
A good game on PlayStation is?
Once a week is where I'm actually playing. Museum.
What? Namco Museum?
Yeah.
Dude, awesome. Awesome shit right there.
Namco Museum.
No, I agree with that.
You're right Pac-Man, you can run around and look for the games.
That's
right.
The first Ripped in Half podcast. Field trip. Yeah. Get your mom's permission slip.
All right. Well, you know, guys, after that, I'm gonna have to call it done.
You're done now?
Dude, it's almost 5 in the fucking morning.
It is 5 in the morning. We almost...
Pussy, you guys get to sleep in. I have kids I have to get up with. So fuck you. So, we're going to call it done. As always, this has been Ripped in Half. Featuring...
Oh, it's featuring?
Yeah, it's featuring.
That's what my girl's on.
Name your fucking name.
Featuring compared to who?
Just name your fucking name.
This Ripped is Neo from that's the insulting. Matrix.
Fine. This is Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Eric.
There you go.
If anything, featuring Eric.
Why? Well, he's at you. No, it can't be featuring. He's official part of the cast now.
Oh, yeah. No, it's only the first time he's here.
If anything, next week when his girlfriend's here, we'll be featuring her. Because she can join us.
Yep.
I want to name that episode, but you actually first come in. I want to name that featuring Eric.
There you go.
We're going to name it Korea's number one.
Hey, Joella's going to be here next week for the show, right?
Yeah, we need a new mic. I told him I'm going to a party.
Like I don't care about your barbecue. No, I know about your barbecue.
Yeah, and I told her, I'll be here for the after hours.
I ain't worried about the after hours or anything. I want Joelle on the show.
No, she can be on the show, but
she'll even replace you for that night.
No, we're going to be here for after hours.
What after hours? What time are you planning on being here next week?
Like 3 in the morning?
No, yeah. Not like 3. No, not that that's far usually, after hours. Like,
that's usually when we do after hours.
No, like 11:30, 12.
Okay, that ain't after hours. That's usual showtime.
Our showtime's supposed to be at 10, but it's getting later and later Jason has to go masturbate and shit.
Correction, we never specified when our showtimes
were.
No,
you always told me be here around 10. No, Jason gets here around 10.
I said between...
I don't ever get here at 10. Not that much. But
I always told you between 10 and 10:30.
Fuck till 10 to be awesome. Yeah.
It's been later and later each day.
I always told you between 10 and 10:30.
Especially last week, man. That was ridiculous.
You were asleep.
Yeah, you're
I got here.
And
we were waiting for you.
I know you were.
Yeah.
I thought you guys started the show when I walked in.
Already. Yeah. No, you know what? Next week, your girlfriend gets to take your place. We're going to have Joelle on the show. Fuck yeah, Eric.
Right. She sits on my lap and she talks in the same mic as I do.
No, she gets a headset. She gets a chair. She gets everything. You get to sit on the fucking couch. You won't even be in the same room. It's going to be me, Jason, and Joelle.
She won't talk.
It'll be the Steve, Jason, Joelle show. That's right.
I will mention something about you and just go off and just won't shut the fuck up after that. It's like, oh, him? Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, she's Korean. I can make her talk. It's all good.
It's your girlfriend. She'll have something to say.
No, I do like his girlfriend, Joelle. She's a really great girl. She
really?
Is. No, she's a great girl. And I mean that wholeheartly. I don't mean it any other way than that. She is a great girl. She is.
I've seen her picture 3 times. Pretty much every time I meet Eric. He makes a habit to Mike's like, this is my girlfriend. I was like, yeah, I've seen it to you. Last time he showed me.
I can't believe Jim broke my glasses.
Yeah, no, in fact, I like Joel more than glasses, I do Eric.
Uh-huh. When he hugged me. He hugged me so hard it broke him.
It's like when fucking
That's a sign of love, Steph. Dude.
When Steph knocked him off my face. And,
and I stole Jim's jacket. So should I keep Jim's jacket as revenge?
Because my wife doesn't get her jacket.
I got a free lantern today. So,
anyways.
Okay, Jim works at fucking Kohl's. You can get a jacket like at like for $5.
Is that where he works now? Or where he works?
That's where he's been working.
Well, I never knew where he
works. Now? What are you talking about?
I just actually... I actually put it down in a sentence.
Let's go ahead and wrap up the show.
All right. So this I'm Batman, Jim.
Jim's awesome.
So this has been another installment of Ripped in Half, featuring, of course, Jason, Eric, I'm Steve.
Let me start that again.
All right, another exclusive episode, what the fuck ever, of Ripped
it's
in Half, featuring...
because no one watches or listens
Shut
to
up, me. Eric. It's been Ripped
in
Half.
We already established that earlier, no one watches us, yeah.
This has been Ripped in Half, a featuring...
You know, I have to fucking...
If we're on JTV, people will watch us.
If we're on JTV, everyone will watch us.
They'll be laughing their asses off. But we would never have to worry about a podcast again after that.
If you cuff the mic, I have to fucking lower that down. Don't do that
again.
Watch
that.
Exactly. That only fucks the listener, not me.
Yeah, so...
What a dick.
It's been Ripped in Half with...
Eric.
Jason.
And Steve. as always, of course, you can contact us on our Twitter account at Ripped in Half.
I'll get that back to you right away.
Eventually, one day, Eric will figure out the
eventually,
password.
Eventually, yeah, Eric, like...
One day he'll figure out the password. He'll get on. He may get back to you. I don't fucking know.
It's right here.
Yeah, aside from that, you can
By the time this episode airs, maybe he will actually figure it out.
Maybe. I doubt it. You can also contact
us. I'm glad you're following us.
Yeah, you can also.
It doesn't mean you're actually logged in. It means you're following us.
You can also.
He's showing me my own fucking tweet.
Yeah, I know. You can also Twitter.
I don't have my own picture.
Hey, Jay, what's up on Twitter? Or
don't contact me. Don't flood my Twitter just because it's fucking full of answers.
That's what you call it, hey, Jay.
And as always, and most importantly, and we encourage this, you can contact...
I thought about that. That was taken.
Yeah, you can contact us at RippinHalf.
Hi, guys.
You can contact us at RippinHalfPodcast@gmail.com. Until then, play
Please.
Games, play whatever, contact us. I don't care.
Fuck
you
yourself.
Guys. We're done.
I hate you guys. What the fuck?
Turn it off.